The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. As we sit together in the presence of Spirit today, I'd like to welcome your angels and my angels and the archangels and all of our spirit family on the other side, including our lovely fur babies who have crossed over, to sit with us and to love on us. Because I received a message this morning as I sat down and began to prepare my recording session today. And I heard from Spirit, the collective, say that today we really need to receive some love. And so I hand that back to you and I ask, why did they say that? Why is it that you need to receive love today as you listen to this podcast? And you might want to sit with that later on. Your first response might be, oh, I'm all right. I don't know. I don't know why they said that, Rachel. I don't know why you're saying that, Spirit. Well, then you're invited to sit with it for longer. Because the collective is not wrong. Ever. The collective is able to sit with you and observe and weave into you and feel your love, feel your heart, and offer to you what you need exactly at the right time, the right moment. And they're saying that all of us right now need love. As a culture, yes, but they're saying individually, you need to receive. So that's what today is about. We're going to receive some love. So they say, consider why it is we're telling you, we're noticing gently, without judgment, we're noticing that you need to receive. They go back to the response. If you said, no, no, I'm fine. Where does that response come from? Are you one that looks at your life and says, no matter what, I just keep going. Have you created a rhythm that has also created a shell around you that allows you to keep going no matter what? And in the next few minutes, can you allow that shell to unzip and just be put aside so that you can be soft and vulnerable and yes, also safe? And let your angels and your spirit family and the universe creator just love on you for a little bit. Okay, yes, let's do that. Let's gather all of our feelings of this day, this week, this life, the past few years. Let's gather the energy of that and inhale into our body all the energy that is, and exhale energy that we don't need. Inhale the present energy, the energy that is. And now we're filtering. Exhale what we don't need. Let our body be the filtering system. We trust our body to filter out, breathe in. And now filter out what we do not need. You may keep your eyes open. Or shut them if you'd like, or let your gaze go soft. Do you'd like to have your journal out at this time and do some channeling? I know many of you like to tell me that your angels are very active during this podcast. And as you hear what the angels say through me, you're actively writing and channeling more messages. I love that. So if you want to get your spiritual notebook or your journal out, go for it. If you're driving, be careful. If you are laying down and you fall asleep to this podcast, I love that too, because you know we're still working when we're asleep. Let's get on with the message. Have Archangel Hanael with us today. Hanael, we know her as the grace of God. Hanael often comes to us as we are sharing messages with other people. Hanael works closely with Archangel Gabriel. They are our messengers. They help craft messages. They help create the timing for us to share messages that might be delicate or vulnerable. And Hanael also is one that helps us negotiate within ourselves our wants and our needs. And Hanael is the one that helps us realize, oh, we are manifestors and we can't ask for too much, can we? Hanael helped me prepare these messages for you today. And the first message from the collective, spoken through Hanael, through my body, is it's time to move beyond the limitations that your family has put onto you. It's time to move beyond the limitations of family or ancestral patterns. And you are guided, loves, to very gently, perhaps one pattern at a time, to explore what about your life is coming from your upbringing or from your ancestry. What do you come by honest in this life? What did you come into? What have you learned because it's come from your family? And hear from the angels, you are released from that pattern. You only need to keep what you want to keep. Hanael says, we understand that it is not as easy as those words to release those patterns. We're starting with permission. We're starting by reminding you that you don't have to keep anything anymore for the sake of loyalty or obligation. Give yourself permission to set yourself free. And once that permission is given, then you can start to do the work. And that work can be in the form of therapy, soul searching, past life work, past life regression, shamanic journey, whatever feels right to you. Hanael says, find the joy in the hard work of releasing yourself from ancestral family patterns. I have Gabriel coming in to add a note that some of these patterns may be past life patterns. They may be from ancestral groups that you do not recognize. If you feel that that's the case, you may find another helper, such as someone like me, that's Rachel speaking, or someone in your area that does past life regressions, just shamanic journeying. You might find someone that can help you safely go back into that data space, to those memories, to help you pull that data to the surface gently and carefully, and to start that healing work. Moving deeper into the message with Archangel Hanael, you are to trust in the unknown. Sitting with this big idea, giving ourselves permission to move beyond those ancestral patterns, it's like we're walking into the desert, miles and miles of terrain, sand after sand, hill after hill. It is unknown territory, and yet we are asked to trust. We are asked to trust that when we do this work, structures will begin to appear. Truth will begin to come out of the sand, will begin to appear. What was once buried will begin to be present again. Water will begin to flow where there was none. Truth will make itself known. Where there was no life, foliage will grow. This is Rachel speaking again. Now, I know that was very poetic and symbolic. Let that heal you. The angels will do that, won't they? They'll flip into poetry, into symbolism. And for you visual learners, I'm sure that meant something to you. If you're not a very visual person, let me offer something from Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel says, trust in what you can't see right now. If you will allow yourself to put one action and then the next, to follow through with one action and then the next action, one foot in front of the other, this will get easier as you go. Archangel Gabriel, with Archangel Hanael nodding with a smile on her face, says that you don't have to have the whole plan, the whole healing plan mapped out. Just begin. We will lead you, lead the way. We will lead you. The next part of this message is, as you grow, as you move through this healing, you will be challenged. People will challenge you. This dimension will challenge you. It will seem that as you make progress, the universe will come over and pinch your butt. As you make progress, your tire is going to go flat. It's true. As you make progress with your spirit, you might have a sore throat. As you make progress within yourself, people are going to start to irk you a little bit. Your frequency grows high and fast, meaning that you will start to really notice low vibrational frequency. So be the mountain. Stand your ground. Be peaceful, not aggressive. Stand your ground without judgment. Can you notice your high vibrational frequency without being stinky about somebody else's low vibrational frequency? Yes, you can. The angels say, stand your ground. You don't even have to be the teacher or the mentor in this moment. You just have to show up and be you. The next part of this message comes directly again from Hanael, who is all about the joy. What's at the end of this process? Enjoying your success, your happiness, your joy. Basking in the sun. And ... Hanael says, this process is like a golden ring. It never stops. There is no beginning. There is no end. It is a cycle. So her hope is that when you imagine this golden cycle, this golden ring, imagine it glowing like the sun. And that joy is part of this process all the time. And when it's hard, there's also joy. There's light that comes with it. There's always a bright side, she says. There's always a bright side. There's always joy. In your darkest hour, the sun will rise. Just hang in there. We're moving beyond ancestral patterns. We're trusting in the unknown. We're standing our ground. We're basking in the success and happiness and joy. And then we're going to do it again. Hanael and Archangel Gabriel are with you as your guides, as well as your beautiful personal angels, your family on the other side, the collective. And can you even imagine the collective? That's all the angels, all the light, all the energy, all the fireflies, all the hope. And you, and your goodness is in there. I hope the week ahead presents you with opportunities to practice this, to feel this love. And this love is all about growing into a place where you can feel seen, you can feel validated. I know that as I sat to prepare this message today, I knew personally that this was coming to me, because I have lifetimes where I did not feel seen. My gifts were not validated. And maybe that feels like you. Maybe that's you in this lifetime as well. And we can move beyond those patterns as well. So as we trust in our gifts, as we trust in who we are, and as we trust in each other, and I can say, I see you. I see beautiful spiritual you. And you can say, and I see you as well. We get to support each other. And on those days that I don't feel very joyful, you can say, well, I'll give you some of mine. And vice versa, I can give you some of mine. So in this moment, when we talk about receiving love in this episode, let's give some love to each other. Let's practice how to do that. Placing some energy, or feeling the energy, that's a better way to say that. Feeling the energy right in our heart chakra, right in front of our sternum area. Just go ahead and fill your lungs with air for a moment and allow your chest to expand. Your ribs, allow your ribs to expand. Maybe let your breathing mechanism make a little sound as you fill with air. And then let it out. And as you breathe in and let your lungs expand, imagine that's light filling your lungs. And now when you breathe in, imagine that's love filling your lungs. Fill it with love. Your chakra is filled with love. And now we're going to push it out with our breath. So one more time, we're going to fill our chakra, our lungs. We're going to pretend our lungs are our chakra. We're going to fill it with love. Here we go. Fill it up. And this time, let's blow it out to each other. Here we go. Do you have someone specific you want to share this love with? Is it to a part of the world? Is it someone that you love? Is it someone that you don't really like right now? Is it someone you're not speaking with? Let's fill our chakra up with love again. You can use your body, your lungs to do that. Fill up with love. And let's blow it out to someone that we can think of now. I gave mine to you. Did you feel it? I hope so. I have had the joy of connecting with several of you in the last few months for sessions, and I got to tell you, it feels so good. It feels like I'm meeting along a friend I've known for a long time. So thank you for that. I really love it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And please share this with people who you think would love it. That's what this is about. I'm just so grateful. My website is rachelcorpus.com. Please go poke around, learn a little bit more about me, and request a session. I'm in the Des Moines area if you want to meet in person, or I see people all over the world on Zoom or over the phone. And let's see, if you want to connect on Facebook or Instagram, you can look up Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator or search Angel Talk with Rachel. You can download the free mindbodyspirit.fm app on your Apple or Android device. You can find this podcast anywhere podcasts are available. And I want you to hear this. Are you ready? You are loved. I love you. I hope you know that. See you next week.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Winter, and I have been a medium and a spiritual development teacher for over 30 years. On my podcast, All Aboard the Medium Ship, I want to share the message with you that there is a wealth of love and comfort available to you from the spirit world. On my podcast, you can experience this comfort and peace for yourself through gentle guided meditations and helpful messages. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you never miss an episode. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.